Live from Liverpool, we don't need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Hello, you wonderful, wonderful people. Yes, wonderful, dare I say beautiful, dare I say sexy. Yes, I may. This is an episode of We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts. We may well talk about ghosts within the episode because, you know, free reign. If you're new to the show, then don't worry, this is not a standard episode. The normal episodes of We Need to Talk About Ghosts come out once a week on the weekend, and they're clearly discernible from this particular series of little extra shows we're doing, because each one of these is called We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts. So if you see that in the listings, anyone that isn't called We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts will be about ghosts, kind of how it works. So it's quite a special little We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts today. As you can tell, there's currently no Becca. That's because she's downstairs getting stuff out of the car. Because, see, Becca's a nice person. I'll be honest, other than people that I like to talk to, I'm not a nice person. And she's been doing a little bit of volunteering during this C-word nonsense. As part of that, she kind of roped me in to be a bit of a delivery driver today. We're going to use the good old trusty lapel mic. My name's Michael Lapel. And I'm going to be driving, and we're going to have a chat whilst driving. We decided to do this for two reasons. One, I'm not the best driver, so this could result in a few kind of funny scenarios. Two, because she threw it on me last minute that they needed a delivery driver to drop off these food parcel things. I don't have any time in the day, so this is kind of the only time I'm going to get. So we're going to merge both worlds. Yes, we are. And you're going to hear all about it. Yes, you are. How lucky you are. How lucky indeed. So this is my little intro piece for this, which I'll edit on to the start. So the next time that you hear my voice, which will be in about, I don't know, 0.9 seconds or something similar, we will be in the car ready to set off, and we will be all lapel mic'd up. How exciting. And the good news about this lapel mic episode that we're doing is that, unlike recent ones, there's going to be no wind because we'll be inside a car. So it should be relatively clear. And I'm hoping that the engine doesn't, create a bit of a scene noise-wise, but we'll see. If it does, then you're not even going to hear this because I won't put it out. But hopefully you do hear this, and then you hear us driving around, bickering, and generally trying not to crash your car. See you in a sec. So, we set off from the car park. I'm with Becca. We've already had our first argument. I'm in the passenger seat.
I wouldn't say argument.
Well, I'm not driving, am I?
You fluctuating on whether or not you wanted to drive, and me fluctuating on whether or not it was best if you drove, and then you said, I think it was you in the end, who said, no, you drive.
No, I mean, because I was thinking about it, and I thought, there's two reasons why I shouldn't drive. I mean, I may well pick up and drive anyway at some point. I may have to, do you know what I mean? But the two reasons were, one, I don't have to use the lapel mic, which gives a clearer recording if I don't drive, because I can hold the recorder.
That's a good point.
And two, because I'd be focusing on driving, I probably wouldn't be speaking.
Okay.
And then the conversation would largely be dependent on you talking.
Okay, so the fact that I'm a better driver and you get really stressed about parking anywhere new didn't come into it for you? Because I've got to be honest, that was high on my list.
No, but that's a good point. That would have made for some comedy conversations. But also,
maybe you should take over then.
People would genuinely...
Don't like parking.
I don't like parking. I hate parking. And but people would obviously then see the real me, unfortunately, coming out. Fucking hell, Becca, I can't fucking believe it. Ah, people are horrible. And I don't think that...
I'm not doing it.
Why has he done that?
It's all your idea. I can't believe you wrote me into this.
Yeah. Why is he on the road? He's just driving a car.
Ah! That time, driving down that road, like, just a normal road, like, pretty quiet. And there was just this guy behind you. What is he doing? What is his problem? And he actually came out, like, shouting the C word.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's just driving on the road behind you. He wasn't trying to overtake. He wasn't trying to do anything. He just happened to be on the road behind you.
That particular day, I just didn't want anyone else to share the road with me because...
Yeah, that's reasonable.
I was a relatively new driver and I didn't want the stress of somebody...
He wasn't even, like tailgating or anything.
No, he was.
He wasn't up your arse. He was just behind you.
He was basically a hemorrhoid.
He wasn't. He just happened to be behind you. Anyway, have you told people what we're doing?
We're delivering...
Food hampers.
Food hampers. Not a humble brag, because I don't want to do it.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to do it. There's nothing braggy here from you, because you're dead against it, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I basically see this as losing hours that I could be writing songs, playing FIFA,
you know what,
building
been given,
games.
You've been given about 2.5 months off, and you're going to pay 2 hours with good grace to
well,
to
you know what? As we have done, and as I've said, give all the money in the world to charities, but time, my time especially, because I'm such a genius, citation needed. But I do like to do, you know, like, half an hour, if I have half an hour, there's a good chance I could cure cancer. That just
such
came out.
Balance.
You know
such
what?
A
I knew that that was going to come out, and I thought, just go with it, just say it. There's, I know there's obviously no way that I could cure cancer. But my point of it is, you know, what you do, and I'm just going to slag it off here a bit. I'm going to end up getting out of this car, aren't I? Oh, man. People on bikes.
No, Russian, we're taking the next left anyway, so there's no point we've ever taken.
Look, there's literally two people on bikes. They're not. They're deciding to not go in single file.
It doesn't matter. I'm not overtaking them anyway, because I'm taking the next left, so there's no point.
Honestly,
why are you just sat there seething? Carry on. You was
I'm not
people.
Seething.
You are. You stop
anyway.
Talking, you're seething so much.
Yeah, but what I mean is, if you have half an hour to yourself, you'll put on Netflix.
Bitch.
Netflix, bitch.
Well, clearly not. Listen, I would do this on my own, but the guy was so convinced that it was a bad idea to do it on my own. Do you not want to...
Is that not because these areas are rough, is it?
No.
I'm going to get fucking mugged.
No, of course I'm not going to get mugged. We're giving people food. It's a good thing.
Well, we're not. Well, anyway.
Right, listen, we're nearly here now. Okay, so we're going to pull up here. It's,
right,
it's just
so now we're nearly at the point where we're collecting the goods. Yep. Right, okay. All right, we'll end it here then while we try and park and... It's a one-way street.
Is it a one-way street?
I don't know. You can park there. It's literally, there's a car park for people who are charity.
All
members.
Right, but I know, but we take it up to the door, you pack it up there, you see.
Well, there's
but there's, I'll park here to get out the way.
There's only one way.
So, what's happening here, for those of you who can't see, is that we've pulled up and someone is already loading the car up at the door, but it's a tiny little, very narrow road where they are, so we're not going to block them in. We're going to come and just pull over here for a
and
minute.
For those of you that can see, I want to know how the fuck they're managing that, to be honest. Right, so we'll pause it and we'll go and get all the goods. And we are off for drop one.
Kev's already had a face on because as we pulled up, there was a big van in front of us who was taking 30 lots.
Oh, Becca!
Oh, sorry.
Fucking hell, you just missed a car crash there. Just about.
That van was blocking me, wasn't it? Blocking my view completely, I can't see a thing.
And I'm the bad driver. Just glad we got that on record, everyone.
The van was blocking my view.
So does mean you just smash out?
I didn't smash out. I was...
Anyway, crack
take
on.
Take the next left onto Canning Street.
You had a face on because as they pulled up, there's this big lorry who was getting done before us. And he was like, oh, just pop up and give us a hand if you want. Kev was like, I don't want. He literally said, I don't want.
Yeah,
I said, well,
don't
all right,
want.
Then don't, if you don't have to if you don't want
but
to.
You can't exactly, pull up to a charity, can you? And say, nah, fuck you. So.
Well, yeah, I kind of agree with you, Kev. But...
So after lifting about 80 different bags of random stuff. There's a police car in front of us now. I wonder if he's going to wonder what this thing I'm holding is and try and pull us over.
Well, you can, Connie, because you're not doing anything illegal.
Well, this is a good point. It's an excellent point, Becca. Yes, yes, yes. So, anyway, to get... we can't just talk about us driving around all the time. So, I heard an interesting concept yesterday that if you take into account the many worlds theory, that... Have you heard that simulation theory? That we're in a simulation?
Yes.
And that it's more likely we're in a simulation than we're not.
Yeah, I've heard you say it's more likely we're in a simulation than we're not.
No, even the likes of Elon Musk reckon it's more likely we're in a simulation. And the reason for it being is that we're going to reach what they call, I think it's point zero or something.
Turn right onto Faulkner Square, Grove Street.
Thank you, Sadnav. Where it basically means that there's going to come a point in the evolution of technology where games, etc. will get so advanced and programming will get so advanced... Becky, you need to keep an eye on the left
as
well.
I am, Kevin.
Honest to God.
I am.
Where programming will get so advanced that they will be able to completely map out an AI world where they've also programmed the form of sentience.
In a quarter of a mile, now, turn left onto Princes Avenue.
Thank you, Sadnav. Now, if they do that, then eventually that world that they've created will become so advanced that they, within that game, will form an AI world with sentience, and so on and so on.
And will they know that they are created?
No, this is the point. So we won't know that we're created.
So why wouldn't we tell them?
Because you're in the fourth dimension, really, aren't you? You're outside looking in. Like, I can't tell...
If you create them, you can tell them what you want.
No, not at all, because... Yeah, this is a good example, actually. I've just... Well, you just bought me that game called Dreams for the PlayStation, haven't you?
Yes.
And within Dreams, it's amazing. You can create your own games. Now, I've just created a very, very simple run-around platform sort of thing. One level. Not even a level, really. But by your methodology there, I should be able to tell that little character... that I've made it.
Yeah, but you could.
No, but I can't.
Why can't you?
Because I can't talk and it won't understand if I try and talk to a bloody pixel on a screen.
So you've created something you can't communicate with?
I can communicate by telling it how to move.
Right, so why can't you tell it? Why can't you give it messages?
Well, how many computer games have you ever played where you can have a chat with Sonic?
Well, if you're saying it's sentient, then you should be able to speak
no,
to them.
No, it's no, you're missing the point.
No, I know the one that you've created isn't sentient, but if it is, then you should be able to speak to them.
No, because think about it. No, because it's still within a box. It's sentient, but it doesn't mean you're missing the point. Like if somebody's control, if this is all a game, we can't talk to the controller, even though we're sentient.
Oh no!
Oh no! There's a road closure.
Left onto
Prince's Avenue. We'd love to sat nav, but we can't.
I can't, the road's closed.
It literally is closed. It's not even like there's a little slide route somewhere.
Yeah, there's no diversion or anything, it's just.
No. Completely. How right. Have they got roadworks going on? There's a bloody.
I think that's why they're doing them, because.
Worldwide
the
pandemic?
Right, we're gonna. I don't know.
Sorry, everyone, I used the P word. Well.
Okay, so I'm reversing. So I don't know how to get there now.
Well, I'd imagine there's a road off this road, which leads on to that road. Good day.
But that's still closed. So.
No, but I mean, to see down here,
yeah.
These little white things, they're roads. And one of them, hopefully, will lead off to where we need to be. And it'll all reset. It's clever sat-navs these days, you know. They don't take much. They don't take much. But they know they take you, and that may be all we need to go.
It's not nice, is it?
That's racist.
What?
I'm joking.
You're singing?
I know, I'm joking. We basically just passed,
Oh, Kevin, is that what you meant?
Yeah.
You're a terrible person.
And it was a coincidence that Becca said, that's not nice, is it? As we passed our Muslim place of worship. And I obviously she didn't mean that that wasn't nice. I implied that that's what she meant so I could call her racist. All part of a joke.
He's a bad man.
I'm a bad man, mother hunker. Yeah, so I've never been around this part of Liverpool before.
No, although is that the? I'm sure I've heard of people talk about Granby Street.
Granby Street is Toxteth, yeah. We're in Toxteth.
Why have I heard of Granby Street so much?
Because Granby Street, if I'm correct, it was heavily documented in the news when the Toxteth riots went on in the 80s.
Oh, really?
Pretty sure.
Turn right.
I mean, I think there's other reasons as well. There's a lot of culture around here. Around here. So, yeah, anyway, getting back to the zero point. Anyway, yeah, I heard that there's a high likelihood that we're in a low probability universe. It means that everything that's been happening recently has a really low probability of happening, but it's all happening, so we're in a low probability universe, i.e. Trump is president, a worldwide pandemic, Leicester winning the league, which is 2000-1.
I knew I was meant to be rich.
What?
If we're probably in one of the only scenarios where I'm not rich.
Well, then you could count. You should know this, philosophy major, but there's also that argument that we're in the best of all possible worlds. That you have to be in the
Seems
best of all
unlikely.
Possible worlds. I know, yeah, fucking hell. If this is the best of all possible worlds...
I mean, it is for you. You know, you're dating me. I bet you're not dating me in any other world. I bet that's the...
No, I'll grant you that. You are the best person I've ever dated. I mean, it's a pretty low bar.
I was going to say. That's not as flattering as you think.
Yeah. But it is, because you're a wonderful person. Your phone's doing me head in. It keeps falling over as a sat-nav. It's meant to be working.
Well, put it up properly. When you put it up wonky, it's going to fall down.
How dare you? Some lovely buildings around here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Mandela
Princess
Court.
Princess Park there that we just passed.
Was that Princess Park? We walked there the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And some fella coughed on us unfucking
believably. Oh, I know, it was unbelievable. That was really, really bad. So there were roadworks up, so there was like fencing, so you had to walk down the pavement. You're like quite thin because there was a fence up on the other side here where the road is. And he's and just like didn't cover his mouth, didn't even turn his head the other way. Can you imagine? Like, how do you not at least turn away?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It was horrendous.
It was, like, he absolutely...
Stunned,
he bewildered us, didn't he?
I know.
Like, it was a good 30 minutes later when we went, we should have said something.
I know. Yeah. We, like, wanted to go back.
We were just in absolute shock.
Like, even at the best of times, that's not...
No, yeah, I mean, irrelevance of the C word.
The minute. Like Jesus. Like, ridiculous.
Have a bit of decorum.
I know. I took off the...
You're in Britain, man.
We took off the antibacterial wipes to really, like, wiping our face with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Just unacceptable. Just cough openly on someone.
I'm going to pause this recording because the sat nav's just for now, because the sat nav's, it's fine when we're travelling, but it's about to reveal this person's location.
Yeah,
okay, so speak to you in a sec. Drop off one, done. I feel like a drug dealer, but the drug is love and food. So yeah, anyway, mm-hmm. I believe this. So we're in a low probability world,
okay,
I think. Oh, Kingdom Hall of Jehovah Witnesses. I didn't know. That's the nest.
What do you mean?
I can't believe I said nest. How rude. I mean, I never know where the physical base of Jehovah's Witnesses is. I didn't know they had one. I just thought that they just turn up and knock at your door and say, come on, let's knock Christmas in the head. Give us some money. Buy this magazine. That's interesting, isn't it? The things you learn. We should drive round Liverpool more often rather than just go on our usual routes.
What do you mean our usual routes? We don't just drive aimlessly round one normal.
No, but we go to Asda and back. I go me dad's and back.
So you mean we should drive aimlessly?
We should drive aimlessly, yeah. I'm all for this driving aimlessly. The things you learn. A Jehovah's Witness base? What next?
I can't believe you said nest. How?
I can't. I know.
Completely unacceptable.
I know. Even I. I think because I'm implying that they're like a swarm of insects, aren't they?
Really? Oh, this is Park Road.
This is Park Road, yeah.
Right, okay. Turn right onto South Hill Road.
There's a chapel down there that's like from 600. Literally 600.
What, 600?
AD. Not BC, like. We're off that back in the past, Becca. Oh, what a lovely view. You can see the Welsh Mountains from this hill. Like, you really can. Yes! Where do you think the mountains are, Becca? Birkenhead.
The Wirral, yeah.
No. Birkenhead's flat as a pancake.
Your face is flat as a pancake.
Well. St. Finbar's. Oh, I didn't know. There's a St. Finbar. That means that I could have had my confirmation name as Finbar instead of Alexandra. Alex. Because it's
don't
Alexander.
Don't short it to Alex. Alexandra.
Yeah, well. No, Alexander. And there was definitely a... Oh, bless you. Yeah, sneeze going round and round about. That's going to not make us crash.
Criticise when you sneeze.
All you ever do is criticise.
Is that a dog park? I feel like that's
a
dog.
I don't think there's such a thing as a dog park.
I think there is.
Oh,
oh
shit,
my God,
there's
it
a kennel.
Is.
It is, yeah, yeah. Fucking hell.
Like a doggy day park, I think it is. Maybe it's Tales in the City. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's a thing, Tales in the City.
Yeah, it sounds like it is.
So
yeah.
It's like a creche for dogs where dog owners take the dogs.
Yeah, I gathered. You don't have to keep saying dog.
Well, you don't seem to be getting.
You know what we can keep an eye out for as well? Bloody chippies.
Yeah, open chippies.
Keep going on massive. Oh, it's round here, I think. Right, I'm going to have to check out again, guys. About to do drop number two. Drug. It's like Grand Theft Auto, this, but the Christian version. Speak to you in a sec. Drop off successfully delivered.
Number two, done.
Number two, done. We could be drug dealers, you know. We're the most polite drug dealers.
Hello.
Like, hello, I believe you ordered some cocaine.
Right.
Oh, something just fell over in the back. Someone's getting an apple less.
No, we'll find it.
Oh, God. Speed bumps round here.
Huge, absolutely huge.
Not even speed bumps. It's an audacity to call them bumps. Uh-huh. Speed mountains.
Next right onto Harlow Street.
I swear I turned the volume down.
You did, yeah. It's Avenue Off. You're getting head off by a set nav, lad.
I'm being head off by a set nav. I've literally just turned it down to say it's interfering a bit with the podcast there. We don't need this. I'll just look.
One of them bags, I think, is in. Oh, right. Oh, no, it hasn't.
We'll
calm down. We will call turn right. Thank you very much, set nav. Thank you, set nav. Okay. Oh, this is kind of like a very strange area. I like it.
There's a big field.
There's a big field, yeah. I wonder if that's a catty park.
Is that what you like about it? A big field?
No, not just a ferret. Just love big grassy areas.
Oh, chippy, Chinese and English chippy.
Yeah, that looks like it hasn't opened since the 70s. Yeah, oh, we're back on Park Road. Queen's Head, that looks like it would have been a good old-fashioned pub. You know what, the amount of pubs that have closed in Liverpool in the last 20 years is fucking shocking.
I know, it's a nationwide thing, you know.
I know it's a nationwide thing, but it's Wetherspoons is to blame with their chain pubs. Because there was a thing about just
you
once...
You love Wetherspoons.
Yeah, but even so, there was a thing about it in the Echo the other day, the local paper, about the amount of pubs just in the Knowsley area. There was about 30 that have shut. Like by me dad's, there was about 6 pubs you could choose from within walking distance.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, yeah. The Quiet Man down the bottom, yeah. The Quarry Inn.
So can you even walk to a pub now from your dad's?
The Aidens, which is a social
really
parish club.
Yeah, it's not a pub.
Turn right onto Taylor.
You could argue that you could walk to the Wetherspoons, but again, it's a fucking Wetherspoons. Shocking.
Yeah, I can remember years ago when you were still living with your dad, and I stayed for the weekend or something, and I was horrified that you couldn't walk to a pub.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You used to be able to walk to the Casey's, to the Tent, Seal Arms. You can still walk to Seal Arms. That's still open.
We wanted a drink and we had to get a cab.
Yeah, yeah. Stupid,
inhumane.
It is inhumane. Everyone should be in walking distance from alcohol. That's like an associable setting.
Take the next left onto Taylor Street, then your destination
human right.
Will be on the left.
Okay, I have to go again, guys. Tatty bye. Drop off 3 successful.
Done.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding.
Okay, so we're off to do delivery number 4. We've got a bit of time on our hands now because it's a bit further away, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, here we are then, Becca, delivery number 4.
A little bit further away now, so we've got
longer to go
uninterrupted.
Yeah, yeah,
so there's
baby.
A chippy around here somewhere.
There is a chippy around
I've
here
I've heard about
yeah.
phrases that apparently it does fish toast. No, I don't fish know what fish toast, toast is, but is I know, not,
is
I
it,
want one.
Is it not just like prawn toast?
With fish, I don't know. Maybe I have no idea, but I definitely want one. Is it Friday? Today's Friday. Can we get it tonight? What are we having tonight?
We'll have a takeaway, obviously.
What kind of takeaway can we have? Chinese? Can we have that chippy? Can we have fish toast?
Fucking hell, that could calm down. If we can find something that does fish toast, you can have it, and we can have Chinese. Yes.
See, because we were going to have it on Sunday, but all the Chinese chippies were closed on Sunday, weren't they? So we're
yeah, I don't house. Think that's a thing. I think they're just shut.
No, but that one was definitely open because other people have had it. I've seen it.
Which one are you talking about?
Long.
Oh, the one that I drove to and it was closed?
Yes, that one, because it was a Sunday, but it had definitely been open on the Friday and the Saturday because people had it, people had, had at it.
Then yes, we shall have fish toast.
Fish toast, woo! And also, I'm going to do a salt and pepper box. Is a salt and pepper box a thing outside Liverpool? I'm interested.
It's a good question, actually. Tell us, guys, is a salt and pepper box a thing? What we mean by that is, like, in this box you get, like, chicken wings, ribs,
Like loads
chips,
of different salt and pepper. These
but they're all
call it a
cooked
munchie box.
In, yeah, they're all cooked in salt and pepper.
All salt and pepper style.
Like, and by salt and pepper, we don't just mean, like, salt and pepper condiments. We mean, like, Chinese-style salt and pepper.
I think Liverpool is so into salt and pepper, and I don't think this is a nationwide thing. I think it's just Liverpool.
Be interesting to know.
Yeah.
Because we thought it was a nationwide thing, and then we found out yesterday, didn't we, that the salt and pepper that we use is made in Liverpool.
Yes.
So maybe it's not a nationwide thing. Yeah. Let us know, guys.
But people in Liverpool love
yeah,
salt and pepper.
It goes in a lot of our cooking salt and pepper mix, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I make my famous salt and pepper sausage rolls.
Hey, you know what's down here? We're just heading towards Moss.
Hey, you know what? Hey, do you remember light bulbs? Ugh.
Hey, you know what's down here? Mossley Hill, which is where the bridge is, where John Lennon sold his soul to the devil.
Okay. So you know that's you know, we've just driven past that garage. Do you remember that disaster that time we got to get petrol from that garage?
Yeah, we're not. The car wasn't playing.
Yeah, so. Kev has a cob on anyway.
Yeah, it did. As per normal.
I can't even remember why, just because he's an absolute crank. We were on our way to a party and he decided he wanted to drive. Was in no way pressured into driving because I said we'll just get a cab if we both
I've not been drinking though, have I?
No, so. But he was like, no, honestly, I'm not going to drink anyway, so we'll just drive. So, all right, so maybe we were running late, so I don't know, but either way, he was in a foul mood as it was. So we pull in. the fellow in front of us goes to get the petrol, and then as he comes out, he starts chatting to the guy next to him, you know, so not moving the car, so we can't get to the petrol thing. So after a couple of minutes, I got out. What are you doing? What are you doing? Get back in the car right now. He's like furious with me, and I was like, I'm just saying to the guy.
Yeah, because you're going to get battered.
Yeah, but I was... That's the difference. If you got out the car, you'd be going, hey, mate, do you want to move your car? Whereas what I did was going, hey, mate, any chance you mind just scooting forward a little bit so we can get in there? And he was like, oh, God, sorry, love, of course, yeah. You know what? I ran back as well. I was trying to be dead quick while I was in there. Completely forgot. Don't worry about it. So anyway, he moves his car, so we're fine. So we get back in. It's like, see, it's all right, but he's already seething. I told you to get back in the car.
Yeah, because... and then you, excuse me, gangster, could you please move your car?
Well, he did. Yeah. So then we get back in. So then, Kat, that's it. You did it, didn't you? You did the petrol because you were driving, so you did it. Not that experience of doing the petrol, but you can't get it wrong, right, guys? So he does it. As we pull away, the petrol gauge doesn't go up at all. It's still saying empty. I'm like, what do you mean it's not doing it? He's going, it's not doing it. It's still saying empty. For God's sake. So he pulls over, we're having a look. Next thing you know, the bonnet flies off.
Yeah.
He's pressed on the ridiculous.
It was like something out of Amateur.
I know, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, but then, it was dead funny. The car... like was doing a reverse thing with its engine full sign, so the more we travelled, the more petrol we were getting, because
it was going up.
So there was clearly something wrong with the measurer, if you will.
Yeah. So by the time we got there, we had half a tank, didn't we? And by the time we got home, the tank was full.
Yeah, which is good. Yeah. Why are we doing a U-turn? Did you get it wrong?
No, it says to do a U-turn because this is a dual carriageway street. Oh, so you okay. Go do a U-turn to go back because we're taking a left.
Unbelievable, brand new battery in this, and there's one bar.
Really? At least now you know it's not the ghost, like you said it was.
Well, it might be the ghost. Might have
the ghost
in
the car.
The ghost haunting me, or even you.
Why would it... No, I don't think so. Well, it's obviously not me, is it? Because if it's always only you when you're doing the podcast, and I'm not there, then it's not me.
Well, that's a good point, actually, yeah.
Maybe it's you. Haunted by a ghost.
Well, what else can you be haunted by? Memories, I suppose. I think we're now pulling in to our... Is it the fourth? This is the fourth, isn't it? Fourth of five. Or as I like to call it, 80%. Which I wish this fucking battery was on.
It doesn't matter, does it? Because that's why you brought us another one.
I didn't. I didn't.
I literally said as we left the flat, have you brought another one? You said yes.
I didn't.
You liar!
This conversation didn't happen. Your phone's doing me nothing.
At the front door, I said, have you got another battery for that? And you said, yeah.
I might have then, if I've said that. I mean, I know me, Beck, and I'm not a liar, so if I've said it...
I think you are a liar.
How dare you? Fucking hell, this person lives... Does this person not want to be found? It's like a maze. A rabbit warren.
Moaning?
No, I'm going to have a fucking good moan. And you know what else I hate? The sky. And you know what else I hate? Clouds.
It's not even that funny, because it is a bit what you like.
Hey, how dare you? Oh, very dare you. Oh, like that. Someone's got gold painted lion heads.
Ooh, wow.
In fact, I don't like that.
Three? In fact, the neighbours have got... Right, okay, this is good. So there's a middle one, and then each neighbour's got one, so there's three in total, one on one house, one on the other house, and then the other one in the middle.
That's a little good. Bit incongruous.
I wonder whose idea that was, and how you'd persuade, even if you were that way inclined, how you'd persuade someone else to have that.
It's a really nice area, this.
You know what? I was going to get two lions, two gold lions for the front.
Right, it looks like we're arriving, guys, so we're going to pause it here. And delivery 4 is done after much knocking because the person wouldn't answer the fucking door. And Becca's just in the middle of a 19-point turn.
Done.
Well done. Good 19-point turns, Becca.
It was like a 3-point turn and you would have been 10-point turn there.
I would have been a 10-point turn. I would have been crying and getting out the car. In all honesty, that's what I kind of promised people. So I apologise if you expected my nervous breakdown on this. So we're off to do our fifth and final delivery.
Ooh.
Hooray. Just to say... Patreons will be getting, obviously, a little bit of extra from this trip. There's some bits that we had to edit out because Becca wasn't happy with them being in.
No, only for the Patreons.
Only for Patreons. There's a reason for that. Yeah, there's a bit of information. She doesn't want going public. So that's...
Yeah, Kev will just say anything publicly. I think sometimes you need to have like a bit of, you know, decorum.
Yeah.
About what you just announced to the world.
Fair enough. So,
Yeah, look, see, there's the two lions again. That's what I was saying.
What can two you lions? Imagine, oh, the lions.
The three. Can you imagine, like, listen, I was considering getting two, like, these lions at the bottom, but I think two are going to look daft. Can I get one for you as well? So it's three.
Well, unless I like to think...
Solid gold
so
lions.
Basically, it's a terraced house, and the drives are next to each other. One person has got a lion either side of their drive, and the person next to them, like a genius, has realised they only need one lion.
Either side of their drive.
Yeah, but in order to have a lion either side of their drive.
I don't think they've been bought separately. There's no way someone's gone and they've thought, I'm going to get myself one of them.
It would be the height of cheek, wouldn't it? But brilliance as well.
Three. So they're sharing the middle one, basically.
So we're past the black Hackney cab there. I know the sign in the back saying available for long collar. Do you know what long collar is?
Is this just one distance?
Why did it say long collar then?
I don't know, maybe it's just the terminology.
Why not? I mean, what's wrong with distance? Why say collar instead of distance? Unless it's like some sort of carny talk that only black Hackney drivers are meant to get.
Well,
in which case,
a lot of industries have their own, just like words for stuff, don't they?
Yeah, industries do, but that's a message for the public, surely, isn't it? And then again, collar might mean for hire by other cab drivers to go long distance. You never know. Mm-hmm. Things you learn, eh?
Okay, so just to warn you now, again, it's a dual carriageway, so we are going to have to do another U-turn. It's not that we've gone wrong, it's just that when you're on a dual carriageway,
gone wrong.
You need to go the other way. That's the only way you can do it, okay? Because you can't go the wrong way down one lane. Do you understand?
I do understand. Because I have a brain. Okay, guys, it's only a short episode today, so what we're going to do is, because I've only got minimal battery left on this, and we still need to finish off some of the Patreon stuff, we're going to end this one for today. Shortly now. We'll be back obviously with a full episode on Saturday or Sunday. But yeah, we hope you like travelling the scenic routes of Liverpool with us today. Obviously, if you want to go and sign up to Patreon at www.patreon.com/ we need to talk about ghosts, there'll be a little bit of a continuation of this little journey that we're on. But until then, in the meantime and in between time, during this C-word fiasco, then we hope you're all well. Say goodbye to the lovely people, Becca.
Bye, guys.
And I'll speak to you on the weekend. Tatty bye.